We're coming to you live from One Bills Drive, where the Buffalo Bills are just wrapping up the off-season conditioning for today on the other side of the Ad Pro Sports Center. And joining us here in our One Buffalo studio, one of the players just signed to the roster yesterday. He was in for a workout the other day, and he joins us in studio right now. We're live with defensive end Ian Sayal. Ian, thanks for coming on the show. John
no
Murphy
problem.
And Donald Jones.
Thanks for having me.
We've never met, so this is interesting.
Exactly.
Jump out here, and you're on the show already. Just off the field, how did it go out there today?
You know, it's good. It's good to get back out there and get into some organized football activity. Obviously, I was back at the house doing nothing, so you know, it's nice to go out here and get into some organized football.
Now, when you're back at the house, you live in San Diego?
Yes, sir.
Who are you working out with there?
It's sort of just a grind by myself. I try to grab a couple of my boys, see if they'll go out and work out with me. But, you know, sometimes they don't want to, but, you know, it's mostly by myself.
And you're the only one that's training for football. These guys are... You're trying to get them to come and train with you, they're like have regular jobs.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get them out there, you know, like trying to point me out, directing me in cone drills and stuff like that. And, you know, they just try to, you know, joke around all the time and go back home and eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Ian Sayal in studio with us, and we're talking about his path here to the Buffalo Bills. And, Ian, it starts, I guess we have to start with your famous uncle, the Hall of Famer Junior Sayal. Talk about what that was like growing up in San Diego and having your uncle be really Mr. San Diego Charger for all those years.
Man, to be honest, I didn't really know how big my uncle was until, you know, I go to school and people always talk about how good of a player he was. And then obviously when I got older, started going to games and seeing, you know, the plays that he's been doing and the impact he's had on the field and off the field and things like that, that's when I started to realize how big of a person he was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that started to make me love football and, you know, want to go out there and be just like him.
What did he used to say to you when you were coming up and playing and, you know, following his footsteps?
Pretty much just be yourself and work hard. You know, he never really talked to anybody really about the X's and O's of football and, you know, making kids and the nephews and stuff go play football. It's really whatever you want to do, go out there, be the best at it, you know, the best that you can, and, you know, give it your all.
I read somewhere, Ian, where when you were playing in high school out in San Diego, he come to your games and he used to say to his sister, your mom, he kind of reminds me of me a little bit, huh?
Yeah, you know, I heard that a lot. My mom told me that. You know, my grandparents, whenever I'm out there on the football field, I'd always come off and say, you remind me a lot of, like, your uncle. And, you know, obviously it's hard to remind somebody, like, how great of a player he was. Yeah. So, you know, I kind of take it out of a grain of salt. But, you know, just going out there and sort of giving my family, familiarity back with the game and stuff, you know, that's a great thing to do.
How hard is it for you to, I guess, follow in his footsteps? You're playing football. Your uncle is who he is. How hard was that for you growing up?
It's difficult. A lot of people think a lot of things are handed to me. But at the end of the day, you still have to go out and, you know, and perform, because that's pretty much how you get recognized and things like that. But to perform at his level, it's challenging, but it's also gives me a bar to reach. And, you know, I try to go out there every single day, try to reach it to be the best football player I could be.
And is this true? Did he tell you, your Uncle Junior say, I'll tell you once, that if you ever get distressed or a little worried to play the ukulele?
Yeah,
is that right?
That actually is true. When I first went out of high school, I went to Kansas State, and you know, he told me you better go up, pick a ukulele up, because when I got to New England, that's sort of when I started to play. And, you know, when it got cold and I was just sitting there, you know, the ukulele really got me mellowed out a lot.
Are you good at it? Can you play?
Yeah, I got I'm pretty friendly with it, but not too good.
What did that do for you though? What did it relax you?
You know, it relaxes you, you know, just hearing the melody, just strumming it, like, you know, you're sort of making the music by yourself. So, you know, just, it's pretty soothing. I don't know if you guys know about that island music, but, you know, it kind of mellows you out.
Sure.
Makes you feel good.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you grew up in San Diego. Obviously, your uncle played for the Chargers. What's it like now with the team leaving, going to L.A.?
Man, you know, it's kind of it's different. A lot of people just come up to me and say, man, your uncle be pissed off. And I'm like, you know, it is what it is. You know, I know it's a business move, and a lot of people back at home want the Chargers to stay, especially down, like, in my area of Oceanside and things like that. A lot of people want the Chargers to stay, but, you know, they all understand that it's a business and they're going to follow the team and all that.
You are a true son of San Diego. I read a tweet you posted yesterday. Steve Fisher, the great basketball coach at San Diego State, is retiring, I guess, leaving, and you said something like, you should have recruited me. Were you a basketball player also?
You know, I'm pretty friendly with hoops. When I went to high school, a guy named Matt Shrigley, he was one of my boys. He was getting recruited by San Diego State, and – you know, I remember Steve Fisher came by, and I was like, hey, man, you know, I could always go out there and, you know, help you out a little bit. I went to a camp before when I was a little kid, so I'm pretty friendly with him.
You know, what does it mean when you say I'm pretty friendly with hoops? Does that mean that you're good, or does that mean that you just like the game and so you go and play just because you like the game?
I sort of, you know, being friendly with it, it's like I'm nice, but I don't want people to know I'm nice. So when I just come up and play, it's like, oh, geez, he is nice.
So you're trying to hustle people. No,
Ian Sayo, our guest, defensive end, signed by the Bills just yesterday. Your college path, Kansas State, and then you went home to, is it Grossmont College?
Yes.
And then finally to Nevada. Tell me about those three trips and what was going on during that time.
You know, went to Kansas State, you know, had a lot of thinking to do and had a lot of soul searching for myself to do. So I went back home. Went to Grossmont, you know, that was a great time over there. You know, loved it. JUCO life's the best. You know, yes, man, JUCO life, you got ballers out there, you got fun, you know, it's a good time. Then
when Donald's a former JUCO guy.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
He went to JUCO in California. I went to JUCO in Scranton, Pennsylvania. A little different.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot different. Yeah, but then, you know, went out to Nevada. Struggled a little bit in the beginning, but, you know, started to get my momentum going and, you know, started to make a name for myself out there.
Brian Polian was the head coach, right? Who's obviously his dad was here, and I know Brian pretty well. Mm-hmm. Do you ever watch old Bills highlights with Marv Levy? And the guy holding the cords behind Marv Levy typically is Brian Polian.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know.
He was a kid. He was here working as a kid. But what was it like playing for Brian when he was there at Nevada?
You know, it's good. He had a lot of people on the staff that had NFL background. Obviously, his dad's very successful, so he grew around football, and then, you know, Coach Billy T over there, he was with him the whole way. So, you know, he taught us a lot about not only the business of it, but, you know, how to get up there, how to stay in there, and, you know, things like that.
Billy T is Bill Tierlink, who is here now, right?
Yes.
Assistant D-line coach here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the relationship you have with him, and maybe that helped bring you here a little bit, huh?
Yeah, you know, it probably was. But, you know, went to Nevada. He was obviously my defensive line coach, and, you know, we just started to talk, and, you know, he started to teach me a lot about pass rushing, and, you know, we linked off because I'm all about pass rushing and sacking quarterbacks, and that's all he likes to do too. So, you know, we sort of just kicked it off right from then.
You guys had some success at Nevada, right? I mean, a couple of, you know, minor bowl games, but they kind of you were in the process of turning that program around a little
bit. You know, we had a good thing going down there. Not only did, you know, Coach D have me, but we also had, you know, Lenny, Brock Hecking. So he turned a lot of great defensive linemen from Nevada and, you know, started to make them pretty successful.
Why do you think they moved on from Brian Polian?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
You know, he was doing a lot of good things over there, not only changing the football program around the academics and all that. So I thought he really could, you know, give him a couple more years. I thought he really could have changed the program around. But
how big has Kaepernick been for that program?
You know, pretty big. A lot of people, you know, hey, where'd you go to school in Nevada? Oh, Kaepernick. I'm like, yeah, you know, Kaepernick is, but I wasn't there for that. But he's a pretty big big name in that area.
Ian Sayo joins us in studio, the John Murphy Show. We're talking with Ian Sayo after the Bills' offseason conditioning program. You leave Nevada. You move on as a undrafted free agent with the Rams. Did you expect to be drafted, and how did you find yourself with the Rams back then?
You know, I thought I should have been drafted, you know, maybe not first, second round, but I had really high hopes for myself. So I thought I was going to be drafted, especially with, you know, the production that I had out there. It didn't, you know, things happen, and then – you know, got a chance to go out there and show what I could do with the Rams. So, you know, I was grateful for that opportunity and tried to make the best of it.
You had Coach Waffle, right? Your current D-line coach.
Yes, Coach Waffle was the defensive line coach.
Most of what we know about him, we get from Hard Knocks. Is that accurate, this description of how he works?
You know, he has a nice heart, but, you know, he really knows how to get you right in football. He teaches you a lot about football, not only about the position, but the X's and O's. So I think he's a really great defensive line coach, and I'm learning a lot.
So, you know, like you said, the most of what we got from him is from Hard Knocks, but we've heard a lot of people, we've interviewed some people about him, and they say he's a teacher.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, he's an excellent teacher. He's always about, you know, getting you in the classroom, teaching you the X and the O's about it, how to draw plays, how to understand it. You know, it's not more about what you're doing, but what the whole defense is doing, so you know where your help is and things like that.
You get released by the Rams, and did I see you went to Saskatchewan last year, CFL practice squad? Is that right?
Yes, I went up there for a day.
Oh, one day? Just
one day.
Okay, I thought you spent some time on it.
Yeah, no, so I went up there and, you know, did a tryout. You know, they liked it, but, you know, I had aspirations of playing in the league, and I wanted to play in the league, and, you know, I'm pretty stubborn. When I want something, I'm going to try to go out there and get it. So, you know, I went up there, and I was like, no, I'm going to find a way to the NFL. I'm going to find a home, and I'm going to come back home and get it.
Now, how does it work? Once you sign a contract up there, they kind of own you for about 2 years, right,
yes,
before you can come back down here?
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea what I did up there and how I got out of it. I don't know if it was since I was on the practice squad. I technically wasn't on that 2-year contract or not, but yeah, I don't even know how that happened.
So, what have you been doing since you left Saskatchewan?
So since then, you know, I've just been, you know, working, trying to get in shape and things like that. And you know, I got a job in the meantime.
What kind of job?
I worked at a gym down. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, it's an up-and-coming gym. You guys probably never heard of it.
So you had some free workouts.
You know, it's all about those free gym memberships. You can't be affording that no more.
And you did that, and then when did the contact begin? You must have an agent kind of working you around the league a little bit.
Yeah, you know, so I probably got on my agent's nerves a lot, you know, texting them, calling them all the time. But, you know, they stuck with me. You know, they're very, very good. And then I was on a run, and then they called me. I don't even remember the date, but they called me and said, hey, Ian, like, you're going to go up for a trial in Buffalo. And I was just like, all right, cool. Like, I'm going to run back home. I'll call you back in 5 minutes so I can scream in your ear.
You said you like to rush, you like to rush the passer.
Mm-hmm.
You see yourself as just being able to rush the passer? What else can you do?
Nah, you know, I could go out there and stop the run. You know, I could go out there and get TFLs, but what really, like, gets me going is rushing the passer. But, you know, I could stop the run. I try to become the most complete defensive end that I could be. But, you know, I really like the big stage, and I like, you know, going out there, sacking quarterbacks. So, you know, that's what people like to do.
You were here for that tryout they had last week, Thursday, Friday, I want to say it was, maybe Wednesday?
Yes.
And what was that like for you? What? How much pressure was on you and that whole group of players that were out here?
You know, I know there's a lot of players out there that, you know, weren't playing a lot, meaning like they weren't on a team throughout the season. So coming out here and just having a tryout, you know, it means a lot because it shows that somebody still, you know, has belief in you, has faith in you, like go out there and get it. But then there's those nerves that says, man, nobody wanted me before. Nobody's really been making moves about me. So I can't really mess up. I got to go out there and put my best foot forward.
How long did you have to wait until the Bills said, hey, we want to sign you?
You know, about 8 months.
That long?
Yeah, it was a pretty long time. You know, I had good looks from other teams and things like that, but, you know, this was pretty much my big first opportunity, especially with the connections that I had here. But, you know, I'm trying to make the most of it.
Ian, what's next for you here? You got a couple more days of conditioning this week, mm-hmm. and then minicamp, really, next week. Do you feel like it's time for you to turn the lights on and show people what you have?
Yeah, exactly. You know, right when we go out there and start doing team activities and things like that, like as of right now, just trying to get into the best shape as possible, get as strong as I can, you know, get good with the teammates and all that stuff to build good chemistry. And then, you know, once we start going out there on the field, show what I could do and hopefully make a stay up and stay on this team.
We were talking about the pace of the workouts. How do you feel like you transition from working out at home by yourself and with your friends to now coming up here and working out at this pace?
Man, it's a lot different. I tried my best to emulate an NFL workout regime, but it is pretty hard to do, especially when you're by yourself. So, you know, it's a lot more fast-paced and a lot more challenging, but, you know, I'm sticking through it, and, you know, it's not too bad.
In some ways, it almost is competition when you're out there with a big group, right?
Exactly.
Even lifting or running or something with these guys?
Exactly. Even, you know, the big name guys like Jerry Hughes and stuff. So, you know, I watch them and whatever they're trying to do, you know, I'm in the back, you know, trying to emulate them, trying to keep up and things like that. So, you know, it's fun.
Hey, Ian, thanks for this. We appreciate you coming on, and good luck to you in the next couple months here.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.